Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Jeff and Jen Show listeners about to propose to his girlfriend of 3 years this summer, but he needs your help because his sister thinks he has to confess an infidelity that happened 2 years ago before he ever gets down on one knee. Good idea, bad idea. We need your help here in just a couple of minutes.
$100,000 will change your life. And in 30 minutes, you could get the opportunity to play for $100,000. Make sure you're listening to the Jeff and Jen Show at 7:20 this morning. Every single morning at 7:20, we give away $500. Sometimes we give away $1,000, but it can only be you if you're listening. 30 minutes from right now on Star 94.1.
So did this come in on Facebook Messenger? Because we're not going to use his name.
Yeah, he sent us a message on Facebook, and then we offered to let him come on the show, and he wanted a voice disguiser, and we don't do voice disguisers. So I said, why don't you just write like a little 2 paragraphs about it, and we'll read it.
Okay.
That's what this is.
Okay.
So this is a summary. His post on Facebook was much longer. This is his summary of that.
Of what's going on. Okay. He says, I've been dating a woman for nearly 3 years. 2 years ago, when I had a 2-week fling / affair thing with a female that my girlfriend doesn't know about. Other than the people involved, the only person who knows about this situation is my sister. This is the only time I've ever been unfaithful to anyone. Even writing that sentence makes me sick. I hate myself for what I did. I want to propose to my girlfriend over the summer, and my sister thinks it's mandatory to tell her about my mistake before popping the question. When you get married, full disclosure is required. The only other important detail to share is that there is zero chance I will have any contact with the other woman again. She was visiting town for one summer. We aren't friends on any social media, and I don't have any way to contact her. We don't work together. It was just a thing between two strangers who are now strangers again. So, question is, do I have to make this terrible confession before I propose? Thanks for any advice you can help me get. 404-263-0941.
Jen, would you want to know? You've been dating a guy for 3 years, and a year into it, he went sideways for 2 weeks. And now you're going to spend the rest of your life with him. He's going to become the father of your children, grandparents, to the grandfather to your grandbabies, the man that you will probably walk down the aisle with as husband and wife. But this happened 2 years ago. Do you want to know?
It's a two-way answer. It's no and yes.
Yeah.
My initial reaction is no, but then it's a yes. Because I feel like the truth will always come out. In some way, shape, or form, it will be known. Somehow, some way. I don't know why that's how it works in the universe, but it does.
But does it only show itself if it needs to be known?
I feel like it shows itself in his actions. Like, he might not be acknowledging this, but it's in him. And he said it makes him feel sick just to think about it. So one drunk night where they're having troubles for a couple months, like later on in their marriage, and that comes crashing down on him, he starts acting weird and he can't talk to her about why, because he had a chance to tell her and he never did. And now it's even worse. And then it's all these deeper problems.
He's going to be all hammered and they're going to be fighting about car payments or something. I should say to that skank Tiffany with an eye.
Yeah. What do you think, JP?
It's a 2-week fling, too. It was just one night. So yeah. I think that's the part that would hurt the most, is that it wasn't like a drunken makeout session or something like that. It's 2 weeks. And then he tries to justify it through the message. He's like, but we're not friends on Facebook anymore. So I just want to let you guys know that.
And I think that him acknowledging his mistake acknowledges that he's human, right? I mean,
but he needs the relief, it sounds like.
But that is a game. 404-263-0941, if you would like to weigh in on this. That is a game changer, though.
Of course it is, but it is the truth, and it is who he is. So
as a woman, you're going to be like, wait a minute. He's held on to this secret for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What else is he holding on to?
But couples work through a lot of stuff.
Like, I don't need a perfect man, but I need an honest man.
Oh, dang. Mic drop from Janine right there.
And if he's able to say that because he knows that it's serious, like he didn't say it for 2 years because that's awful and it's awful and it could ruin everything, but he's about to propose to her. And at that point, it's like, if you're coming to me with this and we're able to get through it and I wanted to marry you before this,
yeah,
then I feel like if this conversation goes well, you'll be able to tell me everything else you might be hiding too.
Hey, Mackenzie and Jasper, what's up?
He needs to tell her because if he doesn't, that's basing their marriage on lies. And if it were me and somebody told me that, I would leave him. Mm.
Y'all are crazy.
I don't know if I'd leave him, but I'd need to know.
Alex in Cumming. Keep your mouth shut, right, Alex?
No, I think that he should tell her. Here's why. My fiance, we were together for 5 years, and the same kind of situation happened with him. He told me 2 years later it was pretty bad, but we made up and it made us stronger. So I think that if they can get through it, it'll just make them have a stronger mm-hmm. relationship. Mm-hmm.
Because it's not based on somebody not knowing the whole truth.
There have to be people in the world who say, keep your mouth shut. 404-263-0941. That's our phone number. Do you have to confess an infidelity of 2 years ago before you propose marriage to someone? 404-263-0941.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
This guy needs your advice. He's been dating a woman for 3 years. He wants to propose to her this summer, make the proposal so romantic. But his sister says he has to confess the 2 week infidelity that he had 2 years ago before he proposes.
I would like to know. Phones, by the way, are lit up. 404-263-0941. If you would like to share your wrong opinion that he has to come clean.
It's not wrong just because it disagrees with you.
It is. It's the law. It's Jeff Law. But listen, let's say he does. Like, how does that come up? Does he get down on one knee and go, hey, I got a little something for you, but first.
No, he just has to have that heart-to-heart conversation. You start all difficult conversations with, this is going to be tough to say, but I have to say it. And then there's your opening.
Rachel and McDonough.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I think Janine said it best, mm-hmm. that if they could deal with it up front, then they can deal with anything. Marriages today really need a solid foundation and to be different than they've been for the past decade or so. And I agree with her 100%. He doesn't have to be perfect, but he needs to be honest.
So, Rachel, you're taking it one step further. You're saying not only does he need to confess, but in order for marriages to be successful, all men must fool around on their girlfriends that they might propose
no.
to
what?
in order
no,
to give.
No, no, no.
Hold on.
Negative.
That's what I heard.
No.
I'm sorry, your phone's cutting out. I heard that. Rachel and McDonough says cheat on your girlfriend. That's what I heard.
No, no, no. She says be honest and work through it.
Let's see. Lauren in Norcross on Team Jeff. Absolutely, positively, do not tell her.
No, I disagree. He needs to tell her because I was that girl and my guy actually did propose to me and I said yes. And that just stirs up a whole lot of rumors in the community. I ended up having a mistress come forward and tell me the whole thing. So I found out through the grapevine, not through him.
But was it
and subsequently have left him.
But okay, but like was he in the relationship when he proposed?
In my situation, yes, it's a little worse.
Well, that's totally different, though. This is a fling from 24 months ago. Like, we had a totally different precedent then. It was like a different world. We didn't even know what comfifi was.
It's in the past. Just confess and move forward.
It was a totally different time. Comfifi wasn't a thing. Kathy Griffin was still hosting CNN's New Year's thing.
I just think that it will come out. And part of this letter that he wrote to us says that his sister is the one who knows about the situation.
And that could get messy.
Because then what if the sister tells her, somewhere down the line. Mm-hmm.
What if the sister gets mad at the couple for some other thing and then gets super drunk?
Yeah, or gets mad at her brother for
so
something.
So he has to kill his sister.
That's the best option.
Very ancient Greek and biblical.
And then who did his sister tell?
Ancient Greek and biblical.
That's a good point, JP. Yeah. Who they did all, his sister tell?
They all have to die. It's the
especially
right.
If she thinks she's right, she's probably telling other people. Like if her sister's married, her sister's husband definitely knows.
You guys ever see The Red Wedding?
No.
That's not what we want here.
That's what's going to happen. He has to kill an entire family.
That's not what we want.
Kelly Cheese, what are your thoughts?
I mean, y'all are going to hate me. I'm on Team Jeff.
Thank you.
It's not that I wouldn't want to know. I guess maybe I would 2 years ago. Now it's been 2 years and you bring it up right before you're supposed to propose to me. Like if we're there and I feel like I want to marry you, like.
But it's all a farce.
But it's not
real. Like,
you only want to marry like the parts of him you know, though.
Yeah, yes. I certainly don't want to marry the part of him that I don't know about.
But you are, though.
But that was
but
2 years ago.
All of him.
It was 2 years ago.
But Janine, you're Callie, still currently with someone who's still being dishonest. He's not dishonest 2 years ago. He's still dishonest.
What if that reason is the reason why you've been in the gyno office for 2 years?
Well, then you would know. Then you'd be like, all right, you've been doing something because something just showed up that ain't never been there before. So that's a red flag.
There's a new tenant in my townhouse, if you know what I'm saying. Gene, let me ask you this in the interest of full disclosure. Do you poop in front of Tom?
That has nothing to do with it. She's not lying about it. He knows she does it.
No, he doesn't.
You are terrible at analogies.
No, I'm not. Far as Callie knows, I have never farted while awake. So, so does that mean that we have some sort of dishonest marriage because she doesn't know that I got a little tea machine in me?
If we said in the beginning of our relationship that I never wanted to know if you cheated on me, that would be fine. Just like in the beginning of our relationship, I never need to know if he's pooping. Like... I don't need that.
He's
he doesn't
not.
Need to know that don't I'm able even, to, which
Janine,
I'm not. Like,
Janine,
girls don't poop.
That's Tom, neither do Toms. Toms don't poop.
So that's a no?
Melody.
Don't even justify that analogy.
Melody joining the show from Kennesaw. Thank you for lowering yourself to these standards, Melody.
Yeah, he should absolutely keep his mouth shut.
Thank you.
Oh. Melody, you would not want to know.
I would not want to know. I have been told before, and I have also found out on my own before in relationships, and I feel exactly the same. Confessing or, you know, apologizing, that's a selfish thing. That's for you. It's not for the person you're confessing or apologizing to. And if he feels that, or if he feels that it's going to affect his marriage later, then he needs to get a counselor. You know, they have confidentiality. They're not going to tell anybody.
Mm-hmm. So he needs to
work that out on his own and not pull her into that, because you can never get, you know, what you're going to lose by telling somebody, you can never get that back.
Yeah, she's never going to be able to.
But I feel like he lost that when he did it, though.
It's basically, it's like walking in on seeing your partner pooping. You can never unsee that.
If it were a mentally invested relationship that he was in and fell for this person and he had an emotional attachment to this person.
It was 2 weeks.
Then yes, it was 2 weeks. It was physical. He's a dude. Get over it. Like it happened 2 years ago in the beginning of y'all's relationship.
So then she should be fine hearing about it then.
She doesn't need to hear about it.
Hey, Jeff, everybody poops, but everybody doesn't cheat.
Callie doesn't poop. No girl that I have ever hooked up with poops. Just so you know.
It's took a weird turn.
Yeah.
This is really weird.
Sidebar. all right, Robert and Alpharetta, will get a guy's point of view last, and then we'll continue this conversation on Facebook. What do you got, Robert?
So somebody already took my foundation metaphor. I was going to compare it to a house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if you're starting a relationship, or if you're going to start a marriage and you're hiding this, you've already got cracks in the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be just years down the road when everything falls apart. It's because of this one thing. So
I just think that once you're in a marriage, it should be a safe place to be totally 1000% who you are.
Okay.
All the scars and ugliness and all the imperfections, and you love each other through it, and you love each other anyway. Mm-hmm. So if they're going to be that couple and be married, then he's got to be fully himself, mistakes and all.
I want you to back that up. I want you to go home today.
Yes.
And poop with the bathroom door wide open.
I'll do it.
Now I want you to call Grant in there and ask him to bring you your toothbrush because you're going to multitask. Okay? And
this
I want
is you- so weird.
And let me know how that goes.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.